Caribbean leaders challenge Western hegemony and economic violence. Caribbean countries need to unite to defy condescending West. Kenneth Mohammed. Caribbean nations have such a long history of economic violence, manipulation and exploitation perpetrated against them by the West that it is generally expected that they take it on the chin. Recently, however, their leaders have been standing up to a spate of condescension and sanction bullying. In an interview with the BBC reporter Stephen Sacker, the president of Guyana, Irfan Ali, displayed what can only be termed controlled rage. Ali scolded and schooled Sacker on the hypocrisy of the developed world, questioning his agenda and integrity. The interview reverberated around the global South. This was not the first time a British journalist had tried to patronize Ali. Last year, Richard Madeley, on the subject of slavery reparations with Ali, was outrageously disrespectful. We in the Caribbean are the canaries in the coal mine, on the front lines of the catastrophic consequences of the climate crises and yet the least of the climate offenders. Sacker and his lack of understanding of the vastness of Guyana and its advances in creating a net zero footprint was not just unprofessional but reeked of imperial condescension. The arrogance of economic violence, never by chance and always by choice, is perpetrated when structural policy choices are made for the benefit of the richest and most powerful people and countries, while subjugating the weak and impoverished. In the corrupt expanse of global geopolitics, where might is right and money talks while poverty is forced to listen, the Caribbean often finds itself relegated to the sidelines, dismissed as inconsequential, a mere tourist destination. However, beneath the palms lies a complex history of economic violence and exploitation at the hands of Western powers. From the shackles of slavery and colonialism to the insidious grasp of neocolonialism and neoliberalism, the resilient people of the Caribbean endured a tumultuous journey toward sovereignty. For centuries, European powers ravaged the region to fuel their imperial ambitions, the legacy of which is etched into the culture, economies, and politics of Caribbean society. Consider the catastrophic saga of Haiti serving as a stark reminder of the lasting consequences of historical injustice. Forced to pay exorbitant reparations to France after independence, Haiti has struggled to break free from the cycle of poverty and instability, marred by crime, corruption and mismanagement, entrenching its dependence on foreign assistance. Consider Cuba. Since the Cuban Revolution, which ended in 1959, the nation has been subjected to a relentless campaign of economic aggression, aimed at suffocating its socialist experiment. From trade embargoes to covert sabotage, the U.S. has spared no effort in its bid to cripple Cuba's economy and undermine its sovereignty. Other issues are more furtive. For example, the widespread establishment of U.S. military bases across the Caribbean. From Guantanamo Bay in Cuba to Chagaramas in Trinidad and Tobago, these bases symbolize American hegemony, projecting its power and influence, a constant reminder of the Caribbean's subjugation. Another covert issue is in the many biased agreements that multinational corporations use to exploit the Caribbean's resources, allowing them to make unfettered super profits. Despite vast oil reserves, these nations have been forced to accept unfavorable terms, robbing them of equal profit sharing and stifling their economic potential, often enabled by corrupt and incompetent energy executives and politicians. The installation of tax havens in U.S. and U.K. territories in the Caribbean has also served to surreptitiously exacerbate the region's economic woes. The lack of due diligence processes and secretive beneficial ownership through shell companies has encouraged money laundering and tax evasion. Preferential tax treatment for foreign corporations and wealthy individuals has enabled billions of dollars to be siphoned away from Caribbean economies, depriving them of much-needed revenue for social services and infrastructure. Another example of Western exploitation has been the unscrupulous land grab by foreign development companies in numerous islands, such as Barbuda, where ordinary taxpaying citizens have lost access to their beautiful beaches. These companies are often owned by the super-rich and political elites. Adding insult to injury, the racially biased perception of corruption in the Caribbean perpetuates harmful stereotypes and undermines efforts to address issues of governance and accountability.